When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog.
I wake up around 8 a.m., then I take off my mouth tape.
Sorry.
Mouth tape.
What?
Rewind.
I tape my mouth shut so that I don't mouth breathe at night. Okay. It's done wonders for my dental health. We can't get into it. I'm very into like breath work and breathing and like nasal breathing.
I feel like I've learned enough. Mac,
wow.
Tapes her mouth
you tape
shut.
Tape your mouth shut to
Listen,
go to sleep.
The people tapes that get it.
Her mouth
no
it
one
years.
Gets it.
Best sleep of my life. Ashley, I've never felt so far away from you physically.
Why?
Because we are literally as far away as we have ever physically been.
You can feel those extra couple thousand miles?
I can.
I don't feel them at all. Because I feel I feel that I am more likely to go to Los Angeles. Like, I'm already... So, I'm always in Los
Dude.
Angeles. I'm there like 3 times a year.
You can sleep on my couch.
Thank you. I will get a hotel. Here we are.
All right. We're doing it.
I fucking had it. I don't know how women get pregnant. Because this shit that I'm doing right now, my mini pregnancy that I'm going through.
Yeah.
Mini pregnancy.
Do not like. 0 out of 10. Would like it. At first it was fine. Now
it
didn't
sound like it was fine at first.
It was fine at first. Well, the birth control was really bad. Okay, I don't want to talk about that part. That
it's
part
okay. pretty bad.
That's not even part of it. Yes, that was fine. I mean, that was awful and I wanted to die. But now Well, okay, so I was on the birth control for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That part doesn't count, but it is.
Right. Because the literal start doesn't count as the start.
Well, because other people are probably not going to have to do that, but I did have to do that. And that, you know, so I've been more hormonally out of balance for 4 weeks now. And I'm beginning to be like, no more, please. No more, please. Don't like want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did I talk about my being mush?
No.
My is mush. All right.
Okay. This is too early in the episode. We're going to get demonetized. We can't talk about
this sounds
being
like,
mush
this
in the first 5 minutes.
Like
that's science.
Clip, but just
YouTube,
this is,
this
the
is science. Yes. Wait, what'd you say, Mac?
Yes,
this
Mac,
sounds like
exactly
the promo bit that Danny puts at the beginning, but this
but
is literally
like
just the beginning.
Just the beginning.
Dude, we started recording and you went,
I just want my
mush.
Girlfriend to suck my do, whatever it is. Okay, so
forever dog.
Welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast. I'm not allowed to talk about my mushy because these fucks have been, their minds have been poisoned by the fucking algorithm and the comment section. So
no,
they
not
don't
the comment
believe in
section, just the algorithm.
So they don't believe in freedom of speech anymore.
Just
so I am
Ashley.
Your dad with a mushy ass Ashley Gavin. And thank you for being here. Every week we do a podcast and we talk about my which remains to be mush. And we also answer your questions about
It's true. And we get demonetized. And that's why the Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast is so important and helpful so that Ashley can talk about her mushy at any point in the episode. And
thank
we don't
you.
Have to worry about it.
Thank you. That's so true.
Do you want us to open with mushy? You have to support us on
Patreon. Right. Exactly. You want a strong, rock hard opening, or do you want a like mushy opening?
I don't like where this is going.
Okay.
Here's the thing. No one wants to talk about this, but are tiny dicks. They get hard.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So true.
So
no, this is scientifically. What I was gonna ask.
Now,
yes.
When I wokeify it, you're in, Mac. Okay. But before, when my is mush.
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about it.
I'm talking about it.
Mac's just trying to follow the rules. Ashley, the rules set by us. I'm Elena Joy. I'm your mom. Happy to talk about mushy. I think I have feelings about. And this is probably
mushy.
Sad. Like wish. Like that's too bad. I feel for you.
Thank
but
you.
Like something about the descriptor is like, oh, mushy. Whereas when you're going into like the like rock.
Are you saying
hard,
you would baby talk my little mushy?
Yeah,
is that what you're
maybe
saying?
That's how I feel. Yeah.
How are you?
Like I want to give you a little
please,
hug.
No.
Look, you're such a little
please
puddle.
Please stop. Please stop.
Look at you.
Oh, you got Ashley, you have a flimsy bit.
You I do.
You literally
bit.
Do have a
my
bit
is flimsy.
Oh, it's a flimsy bit.
It's a flimsy bit. And it's so sad. It's really truly so sad.
Wait, time out, you guys. What the fuck? Hold on. What the fuck is a mushy
Okay. Mac,
you guys keep saying it.
I'm on estrogen. And it gives me absolutely no health benefits other than my skin is glowing and my hair is lustrous. I'm in a fucking bad mood and
like,
I don't want to have
those
sex
things.
Yes, I didn't need that. I already have my disability.
Can you tell can you
bloated.
Tell us what it is that you're on one more time?
Estrogen.
Oh man, Ashley. Okay, does that help, Mac? Do you feel like you understand mushy clit now, or did that not help?
Not any more than I did, but I don't know that I want to.
Testosterone makes your clit stand tall and proud, and my clit right now is just full of womanly feelings.
Oh,
I've written a lot of jokes
that's
about
really
it, which
cute.
Is the good, which is the good side. But
there's
like
the silver lining.
Yeah, that's the silver lining.
This
but
is like I feel like we're also. In a way, answering a question on like how to dirty talk. This is like your intro. The amount of descriptors you're giving right now, listener, take notes.
Did you get to your dirty talk lesson at school? What are your classes like?
Oh God. Well, this semester, no bueno. It's assessment, ethics, correlation and regressional analysis.
That sounds awful.
And then theories and interventions. The theories and interventions is great. We have that all year. But surprisingly, assessment and ethics have been... Ethics, interesting. The content is interesting. Assessment, the content is kind of boring. But the prof...
How would you
is
assess
like,
my clit?
Amazing.
Mushy.
Okay,
severe.
How would we assess your clit?
Severe
well,
mushiness.
We would start
mashed
with
potato.
Some informed consent. Piece, we would start with you know that whole business and then we'd probably move into a discussion of when your clit became mushy and
yeah.
How this is impacting you and how are you dealing with the mushy clit
not well
what did you say
wow not, great guys that was really fast and efficient
oh not well
not well
okay, okay so then I would say what does not well look like for you
mush
no I mean when you say you're
estrogen.
Dealing with it not well when you're dealing with it not well what does
I'm,
not well look
I'm
like?
Really bloated like last night after I took my shots and I'm on 3 shots a night now and like you know I'm in a lot of pain because I already have like I'm susceptible to pain so like that's been the hardest part is like not being
generally,
able to fall asleep
or because of the shots.
Because of the shots, because I'm more bloated. Like around my period, I get like more pain in my lower back uh-huh. and stuff like that. So like in the morning, I have to go in for blood work really early. And the way it's like, it's just like inertial. Like I'll sit down and I'll be like, oh, you know, like I don't want to like move around. I'm really like a sack. I'm a bag of eggs. Jen marinated
you
some eggs last night.
You literally sent pictures. Oh, sorry. Can't interrupt that.
Yeah.
Continue with the Jen marinating eggs comparison, please.
Jen marinated eggs and she put a bag of eggs in the fridge. And I was like, that is me right now. That's exactly what my ultrasound looks like.
You sent a picture. They're like this big.
They're huge.
How gay it was for you to send egg pics in the chat.
Yeah, and then how that I sent an crazy egg emoji, and Mac was like, I don't get it.
Mac, I got confused. Such a bro sometimes, dude.
Mac, sometimes you are such a bro.
Okay, so make the size of the egg for the listener on pod. I'm sorry if you're at home, like, but I'll try to describe it to you.
It was like between a quarter and a loony.
They will average to, I'm sorry, what was that second word?
Loony.
A loony?
What is that? Like a doubloon?
Oh no.
What's a doubloon?
Is this a real question?
What's a loony?
A doubloon is like a special token.
No, I'm aware of what a doubloon is, Mac.
You collect them in RuneScape. Yeah, that was a RuneScape reference, listener. Write in if you got the RuneScape reference. Sorry.
Danny, please cut me talking over the RuneScape reference.
Thank you, Elena. Finally, some care.
Would it help if I said a loony or a toony?
No.
No?
No, that's just two things we have to figure out.
That's what I say when Jen and I are in the mood. I'm a loony and she's my toony. And I...
No.
I'm really sorry. I'm just so sorry.
They're Canadian coins.
I'm going loony for her toonie.
Canadian coins.
Okay, it sounds kind of funny now as I say it out loud. They do sound a little bit funny, but that's Canadian coins. Like a $1 coin is called a loony, and a $2 coin is called a toonie. Why do I feel like we've had this conversation?
I'm getting it. Is Canada a real place? Like, I feel like you guys have, like, gnomes. Like you've like fucking moose and you're like a loony and a toonie. Like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Our money is all colors.
Sorry. Okay,
money
anyway.
Is colors.
Have you seen Canadian money?
No, I don't think you have it. I think you live in a perfect society where nothing costs anything.
Wait a minute.
I'll look it up right now.
No, I'll show you.
I'm really upset that we're not talking about
Elena
my clit.
Oh, Elena has money.
Well, I keep on
Elena has Canadian money to show us. Get with the comedian money.
Wait, why do you know about doubloons? Seriously.
So Canes had a limited time doubloon out. I don't eat at Canes. I just saw a picture of
what is
of
Canes?
Doubloon. It's like a chicken place.
Ashley, I want to answer this question for you, but I feel like we're not talking about Max autism anymore.
Why did that come up right now? What could I have possibly done right now?
Doubloons.
Doubloons.
Bro, not even doubloons. Are not. You were like, autistic. It's a special token. Who speaks like that?
Like Mac, I know what a doubloon is. I could not tell you the history of a doubloon. I could not describe it beyond a pirate money.
Show me the pirate money.
Exactly. That is tism versus not tism. Yes. A neurotypical person goes, pirate money.
And pirate money. And Mac goes,
it's a special token.
It's a special token.
Pirate money. It is so funny.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is
absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah,
and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Well, I'm not doing stand-up because I have to be in bed at fucking 5 p.m. to wake up for my blood to be taken from my body.
Every day. I feel like it's good that you're not doing a lot of stand-up right now, because if I were you and I had to do stand-up while I was mini pregnant, I would just cry.
It's been really fun. I've written some fun jokes. Also, no one's ever written about this before, so it feels like I just have such freedom. That does not look real. Beautiful money, Elena. Yeah, it really does look fake. I can't believe your money's gay. That's crazy.
Wait, because
it's rainbow.
Dude. Oh, okay, yeah, can I ask you something,
Elena?
Oh my
god, it's rainbow.
What's like the Canadian lore of why do Canadians have the stereotype of being so nice?
Ooh.
Where did that lore originate? Or it's literally just...
Maybe because we're your guys' neighbors?
Dude. That's probably so true.
No, because you guys are nicer than most Europeans.
I know, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think we... Wait, I don't know. Canadians are quite... Mean? I feel like a lot of the Canadian kind of politeness stuff could also be like, you look at like the Midwestern of the US and you have that same kind of like politeness thing, right?
That's true. That's
so
true.
I don't know why it's a specifically Canadian thing.
It's different
thing.
Though. It's a little, it just feels a little different than when I go to the Midwest.
Well, and we aren't so like, there's not like, you don't, people don't sue each other here.
Oh, wow.
Love that.
Like, there's no like, there, you don't really have like lawsuits.
In the Midwest, it's conditional.
Right.
All the love is conditional.
For sure.
It's like, I'm going to be really nice to you, but I'm going to invite you to church in 3 weeks. And
yeah,
if you
exactly.
don't come, things will change.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Can we talk about how many more people would go to church if they gave out doubloons?
No, they're just taking your doubloons.
And I know this to be a fact because I found out about the Delta Flying trading cards, and it made me want to get on a fucking plane.
Delta Flying trading cards.
That's really hard for me. Not no comment on that one.
Mac, you're making this really difficult on your father.
Yeah, this is...
Okay. I just thought you guys would be excited that I wanted to get on a plane.
You never introduced yourself.
I'm Mac. I'm hot teenage brother. No, love Mac doubloons, hate planes.
I didn't know Delta had trading cards. Why don't I have any of these?
Look it up.
I'm platinum.
Dude, you have to ask. You have to ask the pilot for it. But if you get on a different flight, you can get a different trading card, and then you collect them all.
So I just go up to the pilot and I go, "Hi, I'm Diamond. Can I have a trading card, please? Here's one doubloon.
You don't even have to tell
me. I will trade you my sheep for your trading card.
I will trade you one doubloon for a trading card. We got off track of your
mushy clit.
Eggs. And your mushy clit. We've got lots to cover.
It's
for
fine.
You today,
I just they pushed my extraction was supposed to be today, and then my eggs took their sweet ass time. I don't know what the fuck was going on. For my friend, old Jen, who was my girlfriend in college, named Jen, and now I have new Jen. Mm-hmm. But old Jen was inspired by me doing my eggs, so she did her eggs and she got to them faster than I did. she was like, it took me 9 or 10 days. And they say it's like 2 weeks. It doesn't usually go over 2 weeks, but mine will be 16 days on Thursday when I get them done. Mm-hmm. I don't know if my guys were just like, oh, sorry, we thought you were gay. We didn't know you were doing this. Like, I don't
they
know.
They were
like,
unprepared.
Why. They really were like very slow to the, but yeah. And I'm kind of mad at my eggs right now because I sold out my show in Salt Lake City and we were going to add a show, but my eggs were like, no, 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 no. So yeah, I get them out on Thursday and then I'm off to Salt Lake City the next day to go on tour. Isn't that crazy?
Your hustling is crazy.
I know. I just rise and grind. I am making eggs. I'm getting them out and I'm going back to work.
You are girl bossing.
This is the most Ashley way.
Really close to the sun.
No, it's been actually like really amazing to have such a long period of time off. Even though, you know, it's like sucks to be bloated, you know, and I've gained a little weight, but like, you know, it's nothing crazy.
Do you feel like you're just like late luteal all the time? Like that phase
of your period?
We still
don't know what that is, Matt.
I am crampy. Like there are some days where I'm just crampy. It's really not that bad. Like, if you're considering doing this, you should do this, because to be perfectly honest with you, it will probably not take you 16 days as it did me, and you will probably not have to go on the birth control for the first 2 weeks. So you should just do it, because it has been like a really phenomenally easy process given what they are doing, you know?
Yeah.
And everything that I thought would be hard about it has really, like, the shots have not been bad at all. Mm-hmm. They really have not been bad. It's only been like the past 48 hours leading into this last period that, you know, has, no pun intended, has been kind of like uncomfortable.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're getting to, you're getting closer to the extraction.
Bro.
Bro.
Blah.
Dude, I didn't even think we could have been making egg puns this whole time. Actually, you've been exceptional.
Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I said the process has been excellent.
Dude. Elena, you want to get in on this?
Sorry if I seem
obvious.
A little scrambled.
Oh, that's good, because that's not the word. That was really good.
It's just that things have been a little over hard for me lately.
Ooh.
Sorry, that one was a reach.
No, I like that. No, I like that better.
I think it was
creative.
That better. I think it was really
like,
creative.
You're
thank you.
You're cracking me up. I'm scrambled.
Oh, there you go.
Eggs. Yeah, but they're obvious. I like, Ashley, I liked yours.
Thanks.
So
fuck
you
off,
didn't like mine?
Son.
Oh. yeah. No, Mac, yours were good too.
Should
you
we take
it.
A
it was your
should
idea.
We take a question, or does anyone else have an update?
Wait, I'm like,
I have an update.
I'm like trying to know how many of your eggs they take.
I have 10 plus on each side, so hopefully they will get
Whoa.
20 out, which means that I have.
Dude, you're
That's
loaded
a lot.
Up.
Yeah, it is a lot for my age. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Pretty fucking fertile. Mm.
Holy cow. mm.
I've been doing this joke on stage where I call people barren whores, and I'm really enjoying it. It's so mean. It's really just
it's really mean.
It's like the one group of people I'm like really like, oh, I really shouldn't pick on them is like barren mm-hmm. women. But
well, and like you being the most fertile woman.
I
apparently.
Know it's so
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah. You didn't even need to do this right now. You're like, you seem like you're set for a while.
I want you also want good quality though. You want good quality eggs.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But I guess you'd be more likely to get at least a few with good quality when you have 20.
Yeah. 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 When I was 32 though, when I went in for my first appointment, I had 30 follicles, just to give you an idea of how quickly they do drop off when you're in your 30s.
Ew. Don't tell
wow.
me that. I don't want to know.
You're
Elena,
probably fine,
you have
Elena.
To know.
How old are you?
31.
I mean, now would be a good time.
Well,
not maybe not now while you're in
you're
school
gonna, you're
and podcasting,
send her
but
into
like
a spiral.
No, I'm not. No, I think I'll just probably just try to get pregnant rather than take them out.
Do you guys know how you would find your little guys?
Yeah.
You don't have to say. I'm
yeah,
keeping mine
yes.
private.
Yeah, we have. There are options, we've talked about it, but it's still, we're still a couple years out from this, like, actually being like, let's do this thing. So it's more, right now, it's kind of the figuring out if I'm even able to have kids, right? Like, that's kind of step one, is figuring out, am I even fertile? Because I would be the one to carry.
Oh, man, I'm so stoked to carry. I'm going to be so annoying.
See, this is, okay, that's an interesting... This is something I've been thinking about a lot lately for no particular reason, but like where does that come from? But just this, I wish.
Cause I'm a fucking lady, Elena. It's
no,
in my,
like,
it's in my DNA. Okay?
Okay.
It's my biology.
Ash, dad, that's enough out of you.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh. not where does it come from? But like, I wish, I don't know how to describe the urge. Like, I have this feeling, pregnancy terrifies me. The idea of being pregnant and all the things that happen to your body, I find incredibly anxiety inducing. It yeah. frightens me. I don't like the thought of it. Giving birth is terrifying. The things that happen to your body and your brain after you give birth is terrifying. All of it, it disgusts me, frankly. Like, when I think yeah. about it, it makes me
wow,
nauseous.
Wow, this is so funny. I've never heard you have this hot a take, honestly.
It like,
this
it really creates a bad feeling in my body yeah. and mind. when I think about it for my body and my mind.
Me too, frankly.
And yet I have this like pull where I'm like, but I want it. But I wanna. Yeah.
See, that's where I separate from you guys.
You don't want to do it at all.
And that's the interesting piece is some people don't have that pull at all. And I'm like, shouldn't we all not have the pull? Really?
You're so right.
My girlfriend has the pull. Horrible thing.
But just no. This is what separates. No, because.
Yeah, tell us, how does it feel for you?
This is the ultimate disruption of my personal boundaries.
Yeah.
You're telling me that there's going to be a person inside of me for
I don't mind. That piece I don't mind.
When I need space for my girlfriend, I got to go in the other room. You're telling me their room is me? I can't fucking do that, man. Frankly, that sounds horrible.
Their room is me.
And it's like a year long. They really do not sell to you how long it actually is. They're like, it's 9 months. It's 10 months. It's not nine. It's 10. That is almost a year. Yeah. And the first half of it, you're vomiting the entire time.
Yes. You're vomiting. And then afterward, you bleed like globs.
Yeah. How do the women that have like health anxiety do this?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, really, this has made me be like, maybe physically you're not the best match for this, but I'm like, you know, I haven't done CPT in a while. I had a really successful procedure and I'm going to start doing it back in June. And I wanted to wait a little while before I was like, is this something I want to talk about?
Yeah.
I did platelet rich plasma injections. Mm-hmm. They were super successful for me. They took a little longer than normal. It usually takes about a month. It took like 2 months for me to heal from it.
Okay, but so we have a pattern. We have a trend.
I really am such a late bloomer in every way.
You're taking your time. Oh my God, Ashley. No, you know what it is? It's not, but what I'd like it to be. You move at 100,000 miles an hour in your life every day, constantly. That when your brain can't be in charge and your body's in charge, your body goes, no, we're going to slow down. You're going too fast.
Actually probably true.
We're going to slow you down and you don't have a choice.
Yeah, that's probably true. Cause like
that's
after
the ultimate
like
betrayal
after exams,
no. Caretaking the opposite Mac.
I see it as betrayal. After exams and stuff, I would always get my period. Like my period would wait for me to finish exams and then I would get it like the day after. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't remember what I was saying, but I am
your platelets.
Right. Yes. I am going to do CPT. A few more of them for my ankles, for my my lower back, and hopefully that'll help. And then maybe I'll feel a little more confident about getting pregnant. But like, I'm definitely like a little bit like it's like my hip and my lower back. And like, that's like where all that stuff happens. So I don't know.
So many women do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a big deal for the individual, but like, as a society, women just be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they do be.
They are pregnant.
They do.
When
be
I talk
doing
to my
it.
Mom about pregnancy, she is like, she was like, "Yeah, it was so easy. It was
that's
totally
what my mom
fine.
Says too."
And then
and
she,
I'm like,
she, my mom gave birth at home.
Oh,
with nothing.
Oh,
she was like,
my
she was
God.
Like, yeah,
she
it would. Was really relaxed. She was like, "You were super easy to give birth to. Like, just came out."
No,
and then just...
no, that's religious trauma. That's like
here's
that's...
the thing.
Yeah,
I remember. So my youngest brother is born on my oldest sister's birthday. So they have
no
the
way.
Same birthday.
Youngest brother on the oldest sister's birthday. Okay.
So they share a birthday. I know it's
cool.
crazy. That's so
yeah,
cool.
Full circle.
It's very fun for the family, but. So on my oldest sister's birthday, I remember all of us being in the kitchen eating cake while my mom was giving birth to my younger brother.
You were
what
home.
A crazy memory.
I didn't even
you were
hear
home.
Her. It was, yeah, my grandma was there, and they, like, had the doctor, like, come. Like, a doctor would come.
Well, but
and,
that's, you have what, three siblings, four siblings?
I have three siblings, so there's three four siblings. Of us total.
So buy the fourth one.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, but
slip and slide.
It's so crazy.
No, it's absolutely still.
For some women, it might still hurt.
No, of course, of course. Every uterus is different. Every person with the uterus is different.
Well, by the fourth one, they're fine.
No, that's a gross generalization. We all know it.
I do feel that I have to give birth for Jen, though. Because
okay, that was my next question is, does Jen have the pull?
She does want to do it. Yeah. But she's so small. She's like similarly built as her mother. Her mother had to have C-sections.
Yeah.
There's like a way that you can measure the hips or something to know whether or not you'll like basically be required to have a C-section. Ooh. I'd be shocked if Jen didn't meet that requirement.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So I just, and my mom, and right now it's so crazy. Like I'm finally entering a period of my life where like I remember my mom around this age and I look like her, and my mom had children later in life, and I'm having like no problems with my fertility. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like just like my mother. It's like so crazy.
Yeah.
But my mom had a very easy time with delivery, like, you know, relatively short deliveries and stuff like that. It just feels like I should probably be the one to do it. And, you know, Jen's hot and I'm okay. And I just feel like the better sacrifice would be on my end.
You're okay, but on estrogen?
You got this, bro.
Thanks, man.
You're glowing.
Did you guys ever see that thing that was like, be nice to your parents, it's their first time living too?
Oh.
Aww.
Isn't that so fucking cute? Like, sometimes you just remember,
aww,
like your parents, your grandparents, like this is their first time going about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate isn't the way people so like sad? People are so moms cry, just get like, trashed. Moms just get
I
trashed their entire
so
fucking lives.
Yes.
And in a way that dads really don't.
Nope.
And it's just brutal. It's just brutal.
It's brutal out there.
This is crazy. My mom, okay, I had like a thing at the doctor that I'll probably talk about later, but I haven't talked to my mom about it yet. And my sister called me yesterday and was like, mom says she needs to call you because she keeps having dreams that you're not telling her something. And last night in her dream, she astro projected into your apartment because you needed to tell her something. So you might want to call her. I was like,
is there something you need to tell your mom?
Yeah.
Her health thing. She just said she's a health thing.
Oh.
So, I mean,
are you okay?
My mom's like,
yeah, I'm fine.
I had to get my my blood work done to like get my iron tested or whatever, because being, you know, anemic and all that. And so I like sent her a Snapchat or something at my blood work in the morning. And then like 3 hours later, she Snapchatted me back and she was like, so what are your results? How's your iron? And I was like, it doesn't happen that fast.
You and your mom Snapchat?
Yeah, that's the only thing I use Snapchat for, is to Snapchat my mom, my dad, my sister, sometimes my cousins.
That is so fun. I don't
my
think
mom
my mom
and I have a streak.
Could use it.
That's cool.
Dude, that's
how
awesome.
How long's a streak?
Right now it's at 38 days, because I only really just started doing it. Mac, you said you had an update, but do you want to wait or do you want to tell us?
Nope, I can do it now.
Okay.
Does this light switch look different to you guys?
Finally.
Yes.
Maybe
it
a little.
Looks completely unfamiliar.
Maybe a little different.
What's going on? Tell me about the apartment. What isn't working? What is working? What about the amenities?
Okay, everything.
Do you have a parking spot?
Yes.
Ooh.
Everything is great, except for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The fire alarm has gone off when we cook, so we have to call the gas people to come in. And guys, it
is
like,
there good ventilation?
Debilitated. It was so loud, I had to go put in my noise-canceling earbuds and stand outside until it went off. It is so loud, so I don't have to worry about ever dying in a fire here, but I need it to not go off when I cook, because there's, like, no smoke. It was just, so I'm like,
mine used to go off every time I made toast.
Well, there might be some smoke. It's just not enough. The way that it's placed in the ventilation in the room, it might just be unfortunate.
When we turned on the oven, after it gets above a certain heat without like anything in it, it goes off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's still smoke?
It could. I don't know. I don't understand how smoke alarms work, but it could just be the ventilation. You might just need to like turn on a fan.
They're overly sensitive.
Yeah.
You guys to me know everything. So like when stupid shit like this happens, I'm like, I'll just ask Alina and Ashley about it and they'll know smoke. Like they know smoke.
I've lived in a couple apartments. I can tell you about smoke. Smoke alarms.
Well,
no, but how is it?
It's probably
real?
Just the ventilation.
Oh my God, it's fucking great, you guys. I have my couch back. I have my TV back. I have my Nintendo Switch. I can play Stardew Valley at night. I have my drum kit. I have everything. I have all of my stuff.
Wait.
Sorry. Hold on.
I'm learning about all kinds of hobbies that I didn't know were there before. What? Drum kit?
A drum kit?
Yeah, it's been in storage for a long time because I started learning how to drum last year, which is really great. But, I mean, it's been in storage for so long, I haven't been able to play it. So, like, I'm still a newbie. And I gave Mattia my guitar before I left. And guitar was, like, the only instrument that I, like, really knew how to play. So now I don't have, like, an instrumental hobby. So now I have to, like, get back into drumming.
Can you describe, like, what you do in a day?
Good question. Oh my God. Start from the moment you wake up.
Because you guys know about my day.
Yeah.
Like you can completely envision my day, I think.
Wakes up. Cold plunge. Oh, wait, first. Wakes up. Grunty noises.
Estrogen.
Coffee. Now coffee on your own machine that you make on your little thing. You make it at home.
I had to clean it today. Apologies.
Walk down to the river. Sit by the river. Have coffee. Meditate. Mindfulness time. Enjoy. Savor. Bettering ourselves.
Looking at the water, looking at the sky, feeling gratitude.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Love it, love it, love it. And then, I mean, depends. Come home. Probably podcast recording.
Then
would
it's
be my
grind
next guest.
Time. Let's exactly. be real. She's got to work in the time. Hustle. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I check love- my bullet journal.
You're like, check my bullet journal. Ah. Max, like, Nintendo Switch.
Okay. Wait. You guys know in like horror movies when they leave a little kid by themselves and the kid's like possessed and they come back to the room and there's like writing all over the walls.
Yes.
That for Ashley is we'd come back into the room and estrogen would be written all over the
floor. She's got like those like strings,
like
she's
pictures
got a mind
of
map.
Eggs.
Yeah.
I love that lore. That's so funny.
No, but okay. Max, seriously, you wake up, what time?
So
usually,
is this like a perfect day? Like nothing has gone wrong?
It's a perfect day. Nothing's standing in my way.
Oh my gosh, that's what Alina looks like. You're looking so legally blonde.
Ashley said I was festive, like Valentine's Day. You said studious, legally blonde. It's
you look like Reese Witherspoon studying to get into law school, so she can get back.
I think I don't at all, but
boyfriend.
Thank you.
She
anyway,
cool.
you wake
about.
Up. Do you wake up with an alarm? Just kind of give us an average day.
Yeah,
okay.
Give us a
day, but your average
I
day.
Wake up around 8 a.m. Alarm mm-hmm. goes off.
You wake up to an alarm.
I wake up to an alarm. Mm-hmm. My phone alarm. Then I take off my mouth tape because I sleep with mouth tape on.
Sorry.
Mouth tape.
What?
Rewind.
Well, I'm a habitual mouth breather at night, so I tape my mouth shut so that I don't mouth breathe at night. Okay. It's done wonders for my dental health.
What?
We can't get into it. I'll talk about it for like hours and hours and hours. I'm very into like breath work and breathing and like nasal breathing.
I feel like I've learned enough.
Do you want me to stop there?
Mac
wow.
Tapes. Her mouth
you
shut.
You tape your mouth shut to
Listen,
go to sleep.
The people tapes that get it, get it.
Her mouth
no
it
one
years.
Gets it. Literally.
Best sleep of my life. Okay, I'm going to send you guys a book. I have a book I'm going to send you guys.
Okay.
Are you still with me?
Yeah, do the rest of the day. Is this from the TikTok trend from about a year and a half ago?
No, I was doing it before that.
Okay.
Mac
just
was
checking.
Doing it before the trend.
Yeah.
She did it before.
Honestly.
It was cool.
You know when you see something trending that you've already been doing and you're kind of like, okay. Like you're like glad that people see it, but you're like, it's like everything has to be taken to the mainstream at some point. And then when it gets taken to the mainstream, it gets weird.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, it's usually misrepresented in some way.
That's what grinds my gears about.
Taping your mouth. This is from Harvard. Taping your mouth while sleeping to achieve this can prove risky, lead to hampered breathing, disrupted sleep, skin irritation. There's no research to support the measure, in which in certain cases could significantly reduce a person's oxygen levels while sleeping.
No. I'm going to send you guys a book. And there is clinical studies that have tested this. So that is not true at all.
That was from Harvard.
Harvard.
Harvard has also posted studies in support of it.
Harvard, what year, Ashley?
This year. Last year, 2023.
I'm going to send you guys stuff.
2023.
Guys, we didn't answer a question and we're talking about, I love that what Mac is doing right now, but I will say like, we did not answer a question.
I'm having so much fun. Okay, I'll try to find all.
Keep telling us
about your day.
No, fuck me.
No, Ashley's right.
Someone, please. My clit is mushy.
Yeah, Ashley, you're right. Oh, wait. Oh. Okay.
It goes, whenever Elena agrees with Ashley, it goes downhill so fast.
The power. Mac, will you keep telling us about your day while I look for a question?
Yes, yes. Let's move on from the mouth tape.
I don't know what the next piece is going to be.
We have to do more episodes, bro.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on the mouth breathing. How is it that you won't go for a pap smear, but when Ashley says taping your mouth shut at night has been proven by Harvard to reduce your oxygen levels, that in one ear, out the other?
This, I think, is the defining, the defining question of what will be the millennial lifetime. Is like, why have people started turning away from science and being like, oh, the media, can't trust it. But this TikTok media, this person,
this
I can trust.
Yeah, they know,
like,
what they're
talking about. Why is this happening?
It's going to get so bad. This is kind of off topic, but it's going to get so bad this year with the election. Are you guys kind of like shitting yourselves a little bit?
Am I shitting myself a little bit? Yeah. Are you joking?
My bowels have emptied themselves fully.
The attention span of people in this fucking country is absolutely cuckoo bananas to me. And also, like, look, I wrote this joke the other day. We live in a society where every American is wishing that two specific men would die every day. We wake up, you're not laughing. You're just like, yes, that's what it is.
No, because it's so true.
It's right true.
Now. Like, everything is going,
we're just like
shit.
Both. We're just like waiting for them to die. And it's just cuckoo bananas to me that people have forgotten what a shithole catastrophe it was not that long ago. And you're like, why aren't things perfect? 3 days ago,
yeah,
we lived in an authoritarian state.
Yeah. Oh no, I can't.
Okay.
I found a kind of a, like a, maybe a lighter question or like a,
let's do it.
I want to start a YouTube channel. I want to play comfort/cozy games. What would be some advice you'd have on creating content in general? And should I not show my face/have an alias name? I'm nervous about people wanting to butt in on my private life, as I know you ladies have touched on the difficulties of being on the internet. So tips about starting to create content on the internet with nerves about, like, you know, invasion.
Focus more on the content and less on the gear. Like, you don't need to buy like a bunch of this is like a very practical tip, but like, you don't need to have the nicest camera, the nicest lens, like the best audio. Just start focusing on the content, and that's great to implement later. But right now, just focus on, because like, God forbid it flops and doesn't work out, then you've dropped all this money that you didn't need to drop on all of this different, all these different like pieces of gear and all of that kind of stuff.
I would just also say, like, with the gear thing, it's just like a reason to hold yourself back. Like, there are so many reasons not to do something when the reality is like, Emma Chamberlain was like filming on her phone. Like, you know, like, you just don't need it. It's just, I started my podcast on my phones. So like, and I had no idea what I was doing.
And also, phones now are incredibly capable.
They're incredible.
You can shoot in 4K. Like, just use your phone. Honestly, if I was
shoot all my clips on
now,
my phone,
I would use my phone. I'd buy like a little mic. Don't underestimate the ability of just a regular phone.
I would say, don't respond to anyone as a rule starting out, because I started with such a level of openness. And I know this is probably hard to hear because some of you are like people that I've chatted with and like people that I respond to. And like, I do really enjoy that part of it. But the negative side is so massive that I really wish I had approached more thoughtfully the way that I like respond to things. Mm-hmm. Just to assess how you really feel about these things so that like you know what level of interaction you want to have with people. Put some boundaries there that you don't even know what they're going to be. So later on you can like really understand them, because you cannot fathom what is going to change. You just can't predict it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where I would say in regards to an alias or like showing your face, the showing your face question, I would, I mean, to me, that's an extreme measure. If you expect to like blow up massive, okay, maybe you don't want to show your face. But I'm also like, if you're already on social media and you're, if you already have any kind of internet presence,
they're gonna find you.
Yeah, like I wouldn't say that not showing your face is necessary. I would recommend using an alias, because this is coming from somebody who used my real name for the first 7-8 years of my online career. And now I use Elena Joy, which isn't technically my real name. And I wish that I had done that sooner, because now if you look up my real name, all of this stuff from the past comes up that's no longer representative of who I am, my life, it's not relevant anymore or accurate. And now that I'm moving into a different space in my personal life, like in terms of counseling and like exploring a different career, I don't like that when you look up my name, all of this stuff from the past shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish that I had used an online alias sooner so that I could have some separation between like my personal life and my online life.
Damn, I never thought about that. New regret unlocked.
I didn't either, yeah.
I think ultimately you have to ask yourself, like, why are you doing this? Is it your, well, it's your childhood trauma, but like beyond that, like, what is your goal of like why you're doing this? Because
that's a good point.
Is going to influence what type of content you want to make and the type of relationship you want to have with your fans, your supporters. You know, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but like, I really could not understand, because I don't consume content. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't scroll. I never watched like YouTube videos. I watched like a couple like people that I thought had funny comedy content, but like, I really didn't listen to podcasts. Like, I did not know the culture of fandom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think like you have to ask yourself who you're trying to be, what this is for, and you know, make some informed decisions around the type of content you're making because of that. Because you know,
Because I think,
but honestly,
I think
you'll probably fail. Like, let's be real. Like, it's probably not going to work out. I thought that was going to get a laugh. No, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're a star. You're a fucking star, and you're going to do it. And thank you for being a patron. You can do anything.
It's up to you, Ashley. You are the supreme manifester.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Whatever you say happens. Oh, here she goes. Okay, listener, she's closing her eyes.
Hold on, I gotta rub my eggs.
She's rubbing her eggs.
She's giving egg power.
She's using the egg power.
She's using the egg
this,
power.
For this
limited
patron.
Quantities.
Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. Wow. Do you want Ashley to use her egg power to manifest all of your wildest dreams?
I thought you guys were going to laugh at me telling this person wouldn't be successful. I really, I don't know why I thought you guys were going to laugh at that. That's just
but we didn't.
I just feel bad.
It's kind of funny though, because that is part of when I started, I truly didn't think I was going to be successful, quote unquote, in any way. Like, I started because I saw a community online that I wanted to be a part of. So it's almost the opposite to you, Ashley, where I was very involved in like fandom culture, the internet culture, content creation culture, and I wanted to be more involved. And so that's where I came from, was like, hey, this is a medium I really love working with. I've always loved making videos. And there's this like community of people that I want to be, that I want to engage with. Mm-hmm. And so I started
the cinnamon challenge people.
Yeah. I made a cinnamon challenge.
I know, you Elena. Did? My deep cinnamon
challenge
you.
Was like, I didn't the know fourth, that. When you would look up the cinnamon challenge, mine was like the fourth one that came up. It was on the news.
Dude, it was massive.
That's terrifying. Like,
yeah.
How did you do that? Oh, I couldn't watch any of those.
No, it's stupid. Like a lot of the stuff I did was stupid and bad because I was a child. Like,
it's not stupid. It's brave.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And we need a stronger cinnamon challenge community out there to help people when they're having a difficult time.
I did all of that. Like any trend that happened, like beyond, let's say from 2011
such opposites
to 2020.
Truly, I was just like, it's the Hollywood route is not working for me. I'm always the best in the room. What can I do? I have to do the internet. I must do the internet. Mm-hmm. And I just copied, you know, I applied whatever creativity I could, but I was really just like, these are what the other comedians are doing. So like, I'll fucking do it. And, you know, like it was really just like very purposefully like a step mm-hmm. towards, yeah. And I'm still in that step. I'm still like, guys, one day I'm going to disappear from this place. When it really happens for me, I'll continue this podcast, but like, and my other one, but I will be gone. The clip's gone. I will not be.
Good.
Yeah. I will be gone.
That's, I'm
excited
feel,
for that day for you.
Honestly, I feel the same.
I think you
feel the same
day.
On a different, in a different
all
path.
21 of you.
All 21 of you. I mean, yeah, I think that answers the question.
Listen, I feel like a lot of people, well, this isn't true for Ashley. I don't know. I was going to say, I feel like a lot of like content creators wouldn't ever go back and say, looking back, they wouldn't be like, oh, I wish I had shared more.
Ooh,
but yeah, oftentimes
that's a
it's
good point.
Like I know for myself and like from what you're saying, Elena, and honestly, probably even you, Ashley, like mm-hmm. I look back and I'm like, I didn't have to tell anybody that like personal detail. And like, I didn't have to share mm-hmm. that day that I vlogged. And like, I didn't have to do all of that stuff. And I look back on it and a lot of it I've just privated now because I'm like,
yeah,
I was just going to say, I'm like generally a really private person, which is weird, but a lot of content creators are private people. And like the stuff that I put out, yes, it is my life, but it's my life with this added film of,
I don't think people realize that.
Like, they don't. And you can't blame them for not realizing that, really, because, like, it's presented as mm-hmm. your real life. Mm-hmm. But I'm generally, like, more of a private person. And having all of that out is just, it almost feels invasive and, like, makes you kind of resentful, which is so stupid. Because I think back to when I'm making it and I'm like,
it's your choice.
Yeah, I did all of that on purpose because mm-hmm. I knew this would perform well. And I posted thirst traps on TikTok because they got views. And mm-hmm. then that funneled to my YouTube channel and that funneled to blah, blah, blah. It's like this weird combination of strategy that you're partaking in. But what are you sacrificing for that? Like, you don't think about it.
But the reality is, like, there's the groupthink of mm-hmm. the internet and there are folks that really feel connected to this in a way that maybe is not really how people should be connecting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think on the flip side of that too, also kind of what Mac was saying, as a creator, when you are a private person and you are somebody who maybe doesn't have a lot of social interaction in your life, on a day-to-day basis, when I was younger and posting this content, it was almost like a pseudo way for me to also connect with other people. So then I'm oversharing in this kind of safe bubble where now I don't actually have to engage and interact in a
you
real
have all the power.
Way. Yes. Yeah. I get to just kind of be like, here's my thing. Here's my life. And now look at me. I have this community.
You and I have such different mental illnesses. That is crazy. Well, the thing is, like, I just feel like I could never have imagined people taking the things that I say on the podcast and like internalizing them within our personal personal parasocial relationship. Yeah. That was something that I really did not understand. I don't understand to this day. I will continue to make this mistake over and over again. But, you know, like, that's just kind of where I suck at this. And you guys are, like, much better at it than I am.
Listen, we're all just trying to navigate this.
Yeah.
Like, the creators, the consumers, everybody is just trying to figure out what's appropriate, what's not appropriate.
It's our first time living.
It's our first time living.
This is mom and dad's first time living.
And this is your first time living. Yeah. So it's your first opportunity to get to on join our Patreon.
Well, and just last thing I'll say to this person on our Patreon who left the question. Specifically, you're talking about making comfort game content. So if that's your content, you also don't have to worry about sharing anything about your personal life, right? So this is
so
more
true.
This is more a larger.
But why do you want to do that? You should be in therapy.
This needs a follow-up.
No, see, that's where it speaks to me, because I'm like, I bet this person wants to be a part of the gaming community, a part of the community of people who play comfort games, and maybe they really like consuming that content, and so they want to contribute. I get that feeling.
I see.
That's but I'm making assumptions, obviously. But yes, I think, Ashley, it's a really good point. Ask yourself why.
Yeah, for
good
sure.
Good episode!
Woo!
Yes. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamin. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever!